Hey guys, so I did watch a little bit of Sonic Prime Season 3, mostly what everybody, you know, is talking about and everything, that is the ending. And pretty much, it kind of turned out exactly what I figured it would be, the end result, Sonic basically going through everything he did. Long story short, when I've talked about Sonic Prime here, I talked about how it kind of feels like it's going in the direction of Sonic's going to learn to go by the plan and everything and all that. And the plan, obviously, originally from the start was for all of them to stick together to fight Eggman. But of course, Sonic being Sonic, he basically likes to do his own thing. Well, that's basically the lesson he's learned here. Like, oh, I should listen to ideas. I should listen to the plan of stick together or go by this and everything. And that's basically what happened. That Sonic basically learned the lesson of, hey, I need to, value, like, because he values his friends, obviously. You see that. He values the world he lives in, the friends he had. And he realizes, maybe I should have just listened in the first place instead of thinking about myself. Because that's one major lesson he learns during this. Because we find out that the version of Tails known as 9, all he wants is peace. He doesn't want to fight, anymore. He doesn't want to, be part of any wars or anything. He just wants to be left alone. He just wants to be left in peace to where he could just relax and do his own thing. And, of course, being a variant of Tails, that just means like tinkering with inventions and stuff and just, living happily. And, Sonic basically, long story short, realizes that, yeah, he should listen to what others want and need, and that way none of this will ever happen. And basically, again, going back to what I said at the beginning, that's exactly what he finds out here because, yes, Sonic does sacrifice himself because we find out that the only way a reality can be stabilized, hopefully, is if basically there is a sacrifice, that, can help stabilize it. And Sonic basically having, bits of the prism energy inside of him basically takes that opportunity and says, look, I'm going to make up for everything I did. I'll be your sacrifice. I'll be the one that helps restore everything that I, he takes responsibility here by basically doing this. And basically he helped cause all this, chaos and everything. So he does that, and it does cause the worlds to stabilize. I mean, at first they think they didn't succeed, but then they start noticing, they start hearing something, and then they look outside. I think Tails 9, I should say, is the one that points it out. And what they see is all the worlds that have been shattered piecing back together, including Sonic's. So basically, Sonic, has a chance to be okay, get back to his world and survive. Only if he, only if he can get there in time. He has an opportunity to do it, but he's basically so drained. He's basically starting to fade out of existence and everything because of what he did to help, stabilize everything. That he can't normally, get to that get to that place like he would, as himself. So Shadow basically is the one that carries him there. And all the other variants help him out. All the roses and everything help him out. All of them, basically all the different versions, of the characters help him get to his world and everything. And, Shadow basically tells Black Rose that they've gone far enough and that he can take it from there. And he does. He ends up getting Sonic back to his world just in time. And as predicted, it does set Sonic back to when just before everything happened. And Sonic is happy. Because he's basically set back to when he shows up and he sees everything like frozen in time. And he's like, yes, I'm back, just in time. So he basically takes the opportunity before everything unfreezes to essentially, fist bump and hug everybody and, basically be happy to see them again. And then everything unfreezes and Sonic shows up just like he does. But basically, instead of doing what he did in the first episode of Sonic Prime, instead he ends up landing on Eggman and hugging him and just saying, hey, I'm just glad to see all of you, including you, Eggman. And then basically we get the battle from there that should have happened originally had Sonic originally gone by the plan. You know, all his friends, even Knuckles and Tails and Amy are like, are you okay? You know, what got into you and everything? And it's like, oh, I've never been better. And then he's like, okay, guys, you know, let's crack this egg once and for all. And remember, we need to stick together. And Amy Rose, she's like, oh, I guess he finally acknowledged the whole stick together plan and all that. So basically, they defeat Eggman. Shadow comes in, uses Chaos Control to teleport the Prism Crystals away to some unknown location. And then after that, Eggman gets put into retreat and everything, vowing revenge. And even Sonic mocks it. Like, yeah, I've heard it a million times, Eggman. You always say the same stuff over and over, and I can't wait for you to do it a million and one times. He can't wait to hear him say it for the 1 millionth and one time, is basically what he's saying. Or a million and one, basically. So anyway, long story short, it transcends to the ending to where they're all on the beach. You know, they're enjoying a little relaxation, having a bit of fun. We see Rouge apparently show up to be part of this as well, you know, because of course he's part of the team and everything. Sonic shows up and Knuckles kind of comments, late again. Why am I not surprised? And Sonic's like, "Well, I wasn't late. I just wanted to make sure that these chili dogs passed the taste." Sonic basically says that, you know, because again, Knuckles, you know, he's lifting a boulder like it's a dumbbell. And Knuckles comments, "Oh, late as usual. Why am I not surprised?" And then Sonic's reply is, "Oh, I wasn't late, guys. I just wanted to make sure the tasteometer for these chili dogs was at 110%. And Amy Rose is like, "Yeah, sure," because they see that something's up with Sonic. Like something is not right. Like they're not used to this side of Sonic that much. And Tails asks him finally, okay, what is going on? You've been acting strange since the cave. What's going on? And just as Sonic's about to tell them, of course, something else happens that looks like it's connected to the prism energy. We're not really sure. Sonic's reaction is basically because this energy that suddenly comes out of nowhere and blasts him and everybody else back a little bit. Essentially, basically ends, you know, with Sonic looking up and like, "You got to be kidding me." And then he basically says, "Okay, team, you know, let's work together. Let's, you know, come on." It's like, "Okay, team, we need to go Sonic fast," or something like that. Let's stick together and go at Sonic speed or whatever. Something, he says something like that to that extent at the end. And then that's how the episode ends. And apparently, you know, that's it. We don't know what that blue energy was or anything. We don't know if it's connected to the prism paradox crystals or what. You know, obviously it could be, but that's about it. Because seemingly you have the Sonic the Hedgehog official Twitter, official X page, saying, you know, witness the shocking conclusion to Sonic Prime. You know, you have Ian Flynn come out and say that also it is the end, it's done. And that basically, you know, Ian Flynn comments, "Yeah, oh, by the way, you know, what happened in Sonic Prime is pretty much erased. You know, the whole Shatterverse situation is erased." You know, basically he's saying it doesn't, basically, you know, because of the ending, the Shatterverse thing, all that, you know, never happened, so we don't have to consider it as canon. And that if we want to consider it as canon, it takes place after Sonic Advance 3. Now, obviously not a lot of folks are happy about this because they're like, "Well, wait a minute, so you're going to end it on a cliffhanger?" And I think the reason people are angry about this is because it seems that whenever you have a good Sonic animated series, you know, especially by Wildbrain, who, by the way, you know, owns the DIC Deke library, which includes Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Satam, and Sonic Underground. You know, it seems that anytime you have a good Sonic series under their regime or under their control, it ends on a cliffhanger. It seemingly ends on a cliffhanger, never to be resolved. You know, Sonic Satam had that with, you know, the end of Doomsday, the end of the Doomsday Project. Sonic Underground had it after episode 40, the virtual reality VR thing. And yeah, and now basically you have it here with Sonic Prime potentially. The only one that actually had a satisfying conclusion was Sonic X, but that was done by, of course, TMS Anime, you know, out of Japan. So, you know, obviously it would have a conclusion because they're known to make sure any of their animes, whether it's based on a franchise or not, have a proper conclusion. So, you know, so there's that difference there. But again, it seems that any time something was under the Wild Brain / Deke Entertainment banner, you know, especially when it comes to a video game series like Sonic, it seems that most of the time it ends on a cliffhanger. Now, you might say, well, Adventures didn't. Well, here's the thing. Adventures was its own continuity, and most of the stories, except for the final few episodes, were one-shots, you know, non-canon. So that's about that's about it when it comes to Adventures. And even with, you know, that, what was it, the Emerald multi-parter in Adventures, it never really felt like it had a proper conclusion. It just felt like, okay, tune in for the next adventure, and it just started over. But the point is that I'm getting at is that outside of Adventures, every other Sonic series under the Deke Wild Brain umbrella seems to always have a cliffhanger to conclude its show. Now, with Sat AM, we know that Team Season is doing what they can to fix that, and it looks like they're on the verge of trying to get that out by at least, you know, later, by at least the latter part of this year, hopefully. You know, hopefully, because that'll tie into when the original series ended. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see what, you know, how that comes up, you know, into play later on, you know, and if they're able to meet that schedule, if that's what I'm thinking they're trying to aim for. That's just my opinion. But again, getting back on topic, you know, it seems that the ending here did not satisfy a lot of fans. But here's what's interesting, though. Ian Flynn, the way he basically said, yeah, this is the ending, and, oh, yeah, basically, you know, the entire series, mostly the Shadowverse, which is not a, you know, not a thing now. It's not canon. It's a moot point. But if you want to make it canon, it's after Advance 3. You know, for him to say it's after Advance 3, it's like, well, wait a minute. Rouge was still kind of, you know, in between. She was still kind of like that tweener face character, you know, leaning into her face, you know, becoming a face, you know, a good guy and everything, but she was still in that tweener face. So it's like, okay, how does that make sense? Because she was still kind of like wanting to get jewels, steal them and all that. But, you know, again, she was going between tweener into face and all that. It's like, it just did not. It's like, you look at that and you're like, okay, that, for him to say it takes place after Sonic Advance 3 does not compute. So obviously he's trying to throw people off because, you know, here's what's interesting, and I think somebody brought this up because Sonic Prime is coming, at least Season 1 or Chapter 1 is coming out basically on Blu-ray in a few weeks, and supposedly, you know, I have somebody sending it to me. I'm not going to say who. You can pretty much guess who that is, but I'm just going to leave it at that. But somebody is supposedly sending it to me. I just don't know when. I don't know when, because I got to look at potentially, you know, when they're going to be able to do it and all that. But they have promised they will send it. Just don't know when. But long story short, though, according to the back of the Blu-ray, according to the back of the Blu-ray, it states that it's in four chapters. And you're looking at three seasons, three chapters here, and it's like, okay, if it's four chapters, then why are people saying it's the conclusion? And I think the reason being is there is a fourth season, you know, ready to go, or they're working on it. They just need to get the okay from Netflix or Sega, which I think they have. They're just waiting for the opportunity to spring it on us. Like, you know, give us time to digest the first three seasons, the first three chapters of Sonic Prime. And then when the right time comes around, like maybe San Diego Comic-Con, that's when they're going to spring it on us. Like, we'll get another trailer, maybe our first teaser for Sonic 3, you know, the movie. And then maybe alongside it, we'll get the revelation of, oh, by the way, speaking of Sonic, bam! Here's a surprise trailer and first look at Season 4, Chapter 4 of Sonic Prime. And there you go. I think, in my opinion, that might be what they're planning to do. They might be planning to do. But overall, getting back to Sonic Prime and the conclusion here, again, it pretty much, you know, worked its way in a way. It worked its way out. Basically, it worked out, I should say. It worked out, you know, in a way. Worked itself out in a way that I kind of saw coming. Sorry for the stuttering there. I was trying to think about what I was going to say. But it worked itself out in a way I felt it was, you know, coming, that basically Sonic's learned the big lesson here, that, hey, as much as he likes to just go off and do his own thing and, you know, rush in and, you know, and ask questions later, now he's realized, hey, I can't do that anymore because it could cause catastrophe. It could cause chaos, if you will, that doesn't need to be caused. And he realizes, basically, long story short, to value his friends and his friendship and everything, and to work as part of a team, to basically be like, look, I get it now. We, you know, as much as I like to try to do my own thing, we are a team. We have to stick together. And again, I like how, you know, everybody, and you knew this was coming too. You kind of knew all the prime versions of them. You know, once everything got back to normal, they would be all like, okay, something's up with him. What's going on? And then obviously he's getting ready to tell them. But then, of course, we get, you know, the cliffhanger for a potential season 4, chapter 4. And you know what? I'm going to say this to Ian Flynn. Ian, I know you're NDA'd. I know you probably signed an NDA, so you can't really tell us, you know, that a season 4, chapter 4 is coming, you know, and all you're trying to do is play it off as if maybe that's not going to happen. Look, just tell us that. Just say, look, I can't say much or anything because I signed an NDA. You're going to have to, you know, figure this out yourself whether or not we're going to have one. That's all you have to say. Just say you signed an NDA, because you know what? If you say I've signed an NDA, I can't say much, you know, outside of, you know, this is the conclusion that I know about, like the rest, that I, like the rest of you, know about, then that's all you have to do. Just say that, and then that, in your own way, is subtly hinting without breaking any rules. You're subtly hinting at the fact that we will get another chapter into the season. So, Ian, if I'm you, and I think everybody here would agree upon this, you know, if you signed an NDA, just say it. And that's all you have to say. Just say, I signed an NDA and I can't say any more than, you know, what I know. I can't tell you any more than what I know and what probably you know. And that's it. And again, you wouldn't be breaking the agreement and all that. You wouldn't be breaking the agreement. You'd basically be subtly telling people, yeah, it's going to happen, but I can't tell you right now when and where. And that's it. That's it. So overall, you know, I have to go back and watch it over time and everything because, of course, I've been working and everything. So, you know, but, you know, working through different jobs like Target, having a break a little bit, and then working at Kohl's and stuff, you know. You don't really get much time to binge, you know, certain episodes and everything. But, you know, I'm going to take the opportunity to binge most of them. Like I said, all I did here was just watch a few clips on YouTube and then watch, you know, some episodes, at least some scenes, you know, certain, you know, prominent scenes, if you will, that people already talked about on YouTube and social media. I just wanted to talk about those here. You know, that's why I watched them. And I will say this. I will say this. I'm trying to find the right words to say here because I'm doing this unscripted, you know, without any bullet points and all that. But I will say this. You know, just watching that, you know, conclusion, what Sonic does, kind of sacrifice himself to near extinction to restore the multiverse back to the way it was, the Shadowverse back to the way it was. You know, I will say this. The dynamic, the character dynamic with, you know, the prime versions being a team and everything, and then you see the shadow versions, you could definitely feel, and I know people probably made this comparison, but you could definitely feel hints of Satayam in there. You know, you could just feel it. The way they have that one variant of Rood saying we have no choice and everything when it comes to trusting Nine, the variant of Tails, to, you know, how everybody, you know, is reacting to how, you know, Sonic is, you know, acting after he gets, you know, sent back to his world after everything's restored. And then, of course, Amy's comment of, I guess he heard the, you know, we need to, and Amy's comment of, I guess he heard the, you know, we need to stick together, you know, portion of the plan. You know, so, because that obviously, when you think about it, you know, Amy commenting and saying, I guess he did hear about the stick together portion of the plan. That's something that obviously Sally would say. So I definitely feel, you know, as strange comparison as it is, I definitely feel those Satyam freedom fighter vibes there. I really do. And I think that's why people liked it, because, you know, it's the same people technically that had Satyam originally, so they know how to do a good series. They know how to do a good series. Overall, I will say this in conclusion. I would recommend watching all the seasons, and that's what I'm going to try to do down the line, you know, while I have some time to myself or while I'm trying to find work elsewhere. I would recommend, you know, watching all the seasons. You know, I would recommend doing that. And along with it, you know, I will recommend that basically, you know, I would recommend to a lot of fans, don't get upset or anything, and just take what Ian Flynn and technically the official Sonic Twitter page, Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter page, X page, if you will, take what both of them are saying, and anybody else that may have been connected to the series, take what they're saying with a grain of salt. Okay? Take it with a grain of salt, especially Ian Flynn. Because for Ian Flynn to come out and say, you know, it takes place after Sonic Advance 3, yeah. And that game came out about a decade and a half ago. Like, you know, how's that making any connection to the Sonic universe? That doesn't make sense, right? And oh, by the way, Cubart and Orbart were not part of that at that time. So, again, take what he's saying with a grain of salt. Because if I'm Ian Flynn, I should just come out and say honest. If I'm going to be honest with the fans, I should just come out and say, look, I signed an NDA. I can't say any more than what I can tell you right now and what I know, you know, and that's it. You know, just say he signed an NDA, and when the NDA expires, which would probably be soon, then he can say, yes, we are having a season 4. There is a chapter 4. I just couldn't say anything after that because of the NDA. That's all he has to say. That's all he has to say, in my opinion. But, yeah, I highly recommend, if you haven't had a chance to watch it all, like, you know, I haven't because of work and stuff, binge it and all that, and I think you'll thoroughly enjoy what you see. But also, I will tell you, like I said, you'll definitely, as you're watching it, especially you get to the conclusion, you'll definitely start seeing that, you know, similarity and feel that familiarity, that, you know, of Satyam with the character interactions, especially towards the end. And also, like I said, take what people like Ian Flynn and others that were connected to the show with a grain, you know, take what they say on social media with a grain of salt, because there's a good chance they don't want to spoil anything, and they also sign possibly NDAs. That's just my opinion, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. But let me know what your thoughts are, guys. Comment down below, like, chat during the mirror, like the video, and until then, guys, I'll talk to y'all later.